got out about Mary's pregnancy, and it became common knowledge that Joseph wasn't the father, then it would be incorrectly concluded that Mary was guilty of adultery. And in the Old Testament book of Deuteronomy, we read this. If a man is found sleeping with another man's wife, both the man who slept with her and the woman must die. Deuteronomy 22:22. So Joseph would have had the law on his side if he decides to expose Mary's apparent transgression to the wider world. Oh, but surely there was another way. Yes. He could choose a less public outcome by divorcing her quietly. Remember, we're still talking about betrothal, which was as binding as the marriage. That's why we talk about divorcing. He could divorce her quietly. This would mean ending the betrothal and dissolving the marriage contract in front of just a handful of witnesses. That would be the way it would be done quietly. And by so doing, perhaps it went through Joseph's mind that maybe I could just keep the lid on the situation and Mary's reputation would remain intact. You see, Joseph wanted the best for Mary. I find this really challenging, because wanting the best for someone you love is perfectly understandable. But wanting the best for that person when it looks like they've betrayed you? If Joseph's righteousness had been merely external, I doubt that he would have acted in such a respectful way towards Mary. But the fact that he was a genuinely righteous man enabled him to be a respectful man. Now, linked to this was the fact that Joseph was also a reflective man. Verse 20. But after he had considered this. We've noticed that on hearing the news of Mary's pregnancy and knowing without doubt that he wasn't the father, Joseph appeared to be left with two options. He could follow the Jewish law and expose Mary to public disgrace, or alternatively, he could dissolve the marriage contract with minimum fuss. And it looks like this was his preferred option. But he's in no hurry to do this. He needs to reflect on the implications of his decision. So he takes time to consider his options. When we're faced with a difficult decision, do we act hastily, in the spur of the moment, wanting to get it all done and dusted as quickly as possible? Or, like Joseph, do we take time to reflect on what our actions might mean for others? So, as he's turning these things over in his deeply troubled mind, reflecting upon the way forward, God provides option three. And this option would reveal another aspect of this man's character. So we've already seen that Joseph was a righteous man, he was a respectful man, a reflective man, but in listening to option three, he showed himself to be a receptive man. Verses 20 and 21. Let's have a look at these again. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. Joseph was a receptive man because he was open to hearing what God had to say. Now, option three, God's option, wasn't going to be plain sailing. This option would subject Joseph to utter ridicule and make him a complete laughingstock. It could not only ruin his reputation, it could also ruin his business, his livelihood. But this is God's option. Do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. Now, listen carefully, because how Joseph responds is absolutely crucial. If he chooses option one, where we read in Deuteronomy that would mean you'd be killed, if Joseph were to choose option one, then Mary and her unborn baby are dead. If he chooses option two, ending the marriage contract, then Mary and her baby are outcasts. If he chooses option three, God's option, both his and Mary's lives would never, ever be the same again. And we need to understand that in the culture of the time, they would have to live out the rest of their lives with the hurt of public misunderstanding and the unfairness of ill-informed innuendos. But in that same culture, Mary would have the honor of giving birth to the Christ child, the long-promised Messiah, the Anointed One. And Joseph would have the honor of giving this child the name Jesus.